again, we are continuing in Tosaim Kosnun Tess. So yesterday we began the whole idea about trying to be metayer your hands before you eat bread in some other way other than splashing them with water. So yesterday we saw that you can immerse your hands in a mayon. You know, we gave an introduction to that about mikvah and a mayon and all this type of stuff about mikvahs and mayonos and zochlin and all this type of stuff that we discussed yesterday. So we just did part of the machaber yesterday after the long introduction, that if you immerse your hands in a mayon, in a spring, so even if the spring doesn't have the requisite amount of water that you need for a mikvah, that's okay. Because as we saw before, a mayon is metaher even less than 40 sol. We discussed that yesterday. So that leaves us on page 103, right on the top line. V'mitvilam b'mei mikvah. Let's say you immersed your hands in a mikvah. A mikvah. So, yesh or mishadino k'mayon. So some say that it has that would have a halacha like a mayon, as we learned before, that would be okay. Now this would be again, even if the mikvah did not have 40 sa, let's say it had less than 191 gallons. So for a person that wouldn't be good. But the first opinion says really, but that would be good for washing from the tilos adayim. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah says for tefilas kelim, right? Don't tell anybody, but for in the backyard for immersing kelim, really it's good enough if the kli is small to use a small amount of water. Just the Chacham said for kelim also, you need 40 sol, like for a person. So that's by a person, that's by kelim. But how about by hands? How about by hands for bread? So the first opinion says that we're lenient. That as long as it's a mikvah, in other words, it's stationary water, like we discussed yesterday. So even if it's less than 40 sa, it would be okay. Mem sa. Second opinion, obviously, is no. That you need 40 sa, you need a kosher mikvah, and you could do it that way. So Mechaber says that we go like the lenient opinion, that if you had a mikvah and it was short, it didn't have the 191 gallons of rainwater in it, and you immersed your hands into it, so that would be okay, the Mechaber holds. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because you know the rule. The rule is, we're talking about Netilas Adayim. As we learned before, Netilas Adayim is Durabonon. That's Medivrei Sofrim. So if there's a Machlokas and something that's a Durabonon, what do we do? So you know the rule. The rule is we go leniently if it's a Durabonon. So here we've got a Machlokas. So the Mechaber holds, we go leniently. Ramah says, "V'yesh lachmir l'chachila." So the Ramah says that you should be machmir l'chachila. So Mishnah Berurah explains the obvious, I would assume, that even according to Ramah, that we're more machmir, that a short mikvah, you immersed your hands in it, that would not be good. But again, the language of the Ramah was "V'yesh lachmir l'chachila." Right? So let's say you didn't have any other water. Let's say whatever the case may be. So could you immerse your hands into a short mikvah? Answer is, according to everyone, yes. B'dieved, you could. But the question is, l'chachila, if it's the best thing to do. Okay, now before we go on, so we now realize that there is such a concept that if you had a mikvah, according to everyone, if it's a kosher mikvah. So in other words, let's say what we have in the backyard. It's a kosher mikvah. So if you wanted to immerse your hands into it, it would seem, again, a mikvah that has the requisite amount of water. So then it seems, according to everyone, that would be okay. So we're going to have to see about that later. Is that okay? Is that okay? And then, as I mentioned yesterday, we're going to see in Chaf, if you did that, what bracha would you make over that? Would you make on the Netilas Adayim? Well, netila usually means splashing. You didn't splash. You know, you didn't pour anything onto your hands. You immersed your hands. So would there be a different bracha? Or does it not make a difference? Chazal said, you know, you make an on the tis a dime before bread, no matter how you effectuate that tahara of your hands. Okay? Let's do a Tesla since we can't do it tomorrow night. Just very quickly, and now the concept you should know. Mei Gesharim, you have rainwater, Shehem Zochlin. So you know what Zochlin is, you know from last night. So, but the Ramah helps you, in case you weren't here last night. Perish, Nimshachim V'Holkin She'enam Mechunasim. The water, you have rainwater, but the water is not enclosed. It's moving, it's flowing. It's not, remember we talked about this last night? The word mitvah means to be gathered in. That's what it means, mikveh amayim, means gathered in. So again, if you have rainwater, but it's flowing, that's bad. So now, so we know that by a people mikveh, that's simple. But how about by netil sadayim, right? How about by that? Maybe gesham shem zochlin, v'yesh mem saw, and you have 40 saw there, so right? What would be an example of this? The example we gave last night, the Cascio River, right? The Cascio River. So right, like we mentioned last night, so if it rains, and it's any amount of rain, and you walk down Cascio, so you know, right down Cascio, right? There's a river, right? There's a river. It probably has 40 saw, right? It goes till Robertson, and it goes almost from my house, from Durango, so I assume that along straight along, it would be about 200 gallons, maybe, I guess. Probably, let's say. So again, so let's say you had 40 saw, and you got a flowing mikvah, right? Mikvah means you usually have rainwater, but it's encased, right? It's not going anywhere. Let's say it is. Let's say it's flowing. Again, Cascio River, let's say. So you want to use that for netilas yadayim, right? You're walking down the street, you went to Jeff's, you're really hungry, stick your hands in, PKD, whatever, right? Stick your hands in. Would that work? 40 saw, let's say. Yesh is topic im tovo bahem, biyadov. So the Mechaber says there's a shaila. It's a question whether that would work. Okay, what's the question? We'll see that after Tisha B'Av. We have to wait till Sunday. Meretz Hashem, we'll get back to that, what the question is. Okay, Meretz Hashem.